We're sort of holding at the bottom of the first page, and Gidur de Mechitza. So, Mechitza Hagaderis is a Rishus, Ena Dafka Kashihime Alpen Herakarka. We say Mechitza is defined an area, it's not only in a situation where the Mechitzas are above the ground, from ground level and up. Gam chafir, a case where we dig down, sh'ab kasar of trochim, which is 10 trochim deep. Rezu mechitza hakriya gidud. That's a form of a mechitza, which is referred to in the Gemara as gidud. Popular language of cutting out or something like that. The Gemara Gonu, the more discusses. Can you combine five tefachim of gidud and five tefachim of mechitza to give you a total of 10? I'll make a wall. I'll have a depression which is five tefachim deep. I'll make a wall which is five tefachim high. So, from that, if I'm standing on the ground, I only see something which is five tefachim high. If I'm standing inside of the area, there's a wall of 10 tefachim high. Do the two combine. Tell him he's like it. Mechitza ha'asuya b'shipua. The mechitza is not vertical. It's at an angle. So the example being halacha, if you'd have a plateau, a cliff with a plateau on top, that cliff is considered a rishus yachid. Because the walls of the cliff act as rishus siyachid, so it's all the way around. Even one side. If you'd have an area which on one side is approached by a cliff, that side doesn't need walls. That's its wall. Let us say the cliff is not perfectly vertical. It's at an angle. Imashipua huba oifen.
That's its. I'm not sure I understand. That's how is it. I understand that it's a circle, whatever, but I'm not sure I understand the definitionally how it's a wall. No, because we say it needs to be a sarat tefachim.
Right, so we said before that if you have an amud, the amud is rishus yachid, it's 10 tefachim high. On top of it is rishus yachid, there's no inside. The top is rishus yachid, because rishus yachid goes up on the rikiyah.
Right.
The area, if I stand on top of the omen, I'm standing in rishus yachid. There's no walls around me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if a person has a plateau, which is set off by a cliff, he's standing on top. He's standing in rishus yachid. There's no walls around him, but the walls below are there's then a good achas mechitza.
If there was nothing below, just the cliff.
You're saying there's the cliff is a wall.
So the cliff is okay by itself, also.
The cliff is the wall. Is the thing the same way if I have that amud, right? It's 10 tefachim high. I put it out in the middle of the street, right? It's 10 tefachim high, four sides. It's rishus yachid. Well, I'm not standing in. So if I stand on top of rishus yachid, I'm in rishus yachid. I have no walls around me. The walls of the amud count as the walls, and there's a din of kudach as mechitza. Those walls extend up halachically, keep going up. In a case where you can't have good achas mechitza, so that means rabbanon, you have a problem. For example, if you have a case where the roof extends out above beyond the walls, so the roof on top of rishus yachid is rishus yachid, even if there's no walls around the roof, because below is rishus yachid, so it's rishus yachid. But it's in the case where the Gag extends over the walls, you can't take good achas mechitza on the walls. So, it's not because of the walls. It's because of Shus Yachar is allowed the Rikia. So it's Shus Yachar on top, but the Maisa, there's no walls. So the Rabbanon is no good.
So then why wouldn't you, when you extended the roof, then ignore the fact of where the wall was and just go to the end of the extension?
Yeah, but the end of the session, there's no walls there.
There is no wall, correct.
So now you're standing in an area where Mira Rice, that's a Shusa Yachid, but the Rabbanan said that it doesn't look like there's any walls there. So Mira Rabbanan, you can't carry. We'll get all of this. I mean, we're compacting the Masechta.
Like inside a wall, like outside of our shoulders, that alcove, and everyone crowds into it when it's raining. You know, right.
It's not a halachic wall. It doesn't meet the criteria of a halachic wall. Same, it's not for various different reasons. It's not a halachic wall. We'll see.
Because the door's behind you, maybe.
No, because it's enclosed by about two sides at best. That's number one. Number two, the wall is the spaces, the gaps in the wall are big enough that it's not a wall. If I have a wall, which I have, one piece of wall here, one piece of wall here, and there's a gap of three tefachim in between each of them, that's not a wall. Okay, so I have my tailor mislocket. So now they said this wall is in vertical. It's at a slant, at an angle. Ima shipua hu b'efen kazesha kashakodem shiyya roichwe arba amis yigia tel l'goy basar tefachim erezah mechitza. If as you're going horizontally moving forward for Amos, the rise of the vertical is 10 tefachim, so that's considered a wall. So the way you would describe it is if you look at it that you have your triangle, you have the two legs of the triangle are the horizontal moving forward and the vertical going up, and then you have the hypotenuse, which is the actual land that you're walking on. So if you measure flat going straight for Amis, and you measure up from that point 10 tefachim, that's considered a wall. There's a machlokes, is the four Amis calculated
from the middle?
Theoretically, had you watched straight, because the reality would be more than four Amis on the hypotenuse,
right?
Or the four Amis is on the hypotenuse. That's a machlokes. So it's either 22 degrees or 28 degrees, depending how you answer that question.
So, approximately. So how high it is, if it's the wrong angle, it's not going to work. I mean,
correct. If the slope is gentle, so it could be. By the time you get to the top, it's quite high, but it's not called. There's no wall there. Tzirsa Pesach. Kana mitzad echad, kana mitzad sheni, kana al gabayin. Therefore, that one. This one is not. This one is not stapled. So, if you have a kadam mitzad echad, a kadam mitzad sheni, a kadam al gabay, and raise the source of pesach, we did a kimechitza. So that's a concept which we use in a regular and a weekly basis. Possibly more than that. The idea of Tzurus HaPesach. Tzurus HaPesach is if you have two vertical poles and one horizontal pole. Horizontal. So we look at it as a doorpost and a lintel. And that's considered the halacha Moshe Vesina, that's considered a mechitza. When you can apply that and the fetch of that, has its discussions. The Yumdin. Okay. So we discussed the idea that there's a din of if the opening is greater than the area which is standing, so that will take away the halachic status of being a mechitza. We'll see, when we get to the second parak, that there's that made a rise, so that's not necessarily so. Made a rise, so there could be scenarios where that's still considered a mechitza. In general, the Rabbanan did not accept it, but there was one case where the Chazal allowed it. And they allowed in the following case, the following form, if it eats, it's each one of the four corners of the area which you're marking off, you put what's called a diumid, which is from the contraction of the word dai omud. It's dai meaning two. In what was that, Greek? And omud is if you put two boards in the corner, each one an arm long or 4 arms long, we'll see, that's machlokes, one facing, let's say, one going north-south, one going east-west, and they mark off each corner, and then the other one goes, you know, each one of the four corners, you'd have something like that. So you, each one of the corners, you have a piece of, looks like this, even though there's a gap in between, but all four sides have been marked off like that. So meter right, so that could be considered a mechitza. Because I allowed that in only one scenario is, one of the common issues that you'd have is a well, because it goes down 10 tefachim, and an area of 4 tefachim inside, 4 by 4, it's a shesayachit. But the ground that you're standing on isn't a shesayachit. So how do you draw water out of the well? Right, so if your well is in your shesayachit, it's in your chatzar, it's in tehet. If the well's out in the middle of the road, let's say they have a well or cistern or whatever where the people use for the purpose of storing water, and it's out in the public area. So how do you draw water? Well, so one solution is, you know, that if your goal is just take a quick drink, you just go inside the well and take a drink. That doesn't, putting your horse in there gets a little more complicated.
Or drawing the water out.
So you build a building around that. So the Chazal gave this heter in the case of the early regolim, to have water available for people who've been early regal, and they were traveling. So they would, if you make a diumid, for arba diumdin around a bear, a spring which was in the public area, Chazal remarked that you're allowed to, with some more criteria, that people could bring their animals in there. So basically the road is still going, because you put the humans on the outside, the road goes, you get to your well, drink, keep going, because it considers just a yachid.
Confused, because it's not an issue on regular days.
Because they were mounted for the other regal.
You'd be like, why are they traveling on Shabbos?
They're not so traveling on Shabbos, but you have people who are traveling and they have to stay somewhere for Shabbos.
So they just set up camp, you mean?
Yeah. We can't expect the city necessarily to absorb all of a sudden 3,000 people come through for Shabbos, my little village of 20 people. So, you know, they're on the way to Yerushalayim. So we sort of picture they had, you know, they had hospitality. The hospitality committee was a little bit overwhelmed, I think. Let's read inside. We say when the opening is greater than the area which is enclosed, normally it's not considered a valid mechitza. In each one of the four corners, there is a mechitza which faces two directions, which is called the yumdin. For the purpose of the other regal, they allowed us to use that. Okay. Mavi
v'chotzer. My question is, so in the building you've got these short walls.
Right.
In Surah, does the concept of Peretz Meruba Alo Omid not apply to Tzurat HaPesach?
There's no problem with parts of Meruba Alo Omid, but Tzurat HaPesach is a wall. We'll go back a step. If I have, we discussed this yesterday, if I have a front yard, and I have a fence which is 10 tefachim high, and it meets the criteria, but it's a good fence, you know, so, and there's an opening for my front walk, I don't need a Tzurat HaPesach. That's a doorway. That's my doorway to get into. I don't need a source of peso, because I mean, we recognize the fact that people need places to get in, right? So anything up to 10 amos is considered a doorway, not considered an opening. I don't need a source of peso for that. Surah of Pesach, if it's beyond 10 Amos, I need a Surah of Pesach. But up to 10 Amos, I don't need anything at all. But if I have a situation where I don't need anything at all, but the problem is it's Poritz Meruba, then I have a problem. So that's without Surah of Pesach. Surah of Pesach is considered there's a wall there, so it's not Poritz. Mabu v'chotzer. Okay, Kamar Le'el. We like you mentioned before, Kigam Kibrishu Yashanim Rishu Sarabim made a rice, God Sukhamish also Latatam. Even though there are scenarios where made a rice, it's Rishu Sayachid, or it's a Carmelist Chazal prohibited to carry in there. So, first, even it's a Carmelist, so it's not Rishu Sarabim. Yisera Mekachal, we mentioned even further than that. I feel the Rishu Samakapas Mishalach Ruchasel, Shinik Rishu Sayachid, the Das Rebbe Shedim, it's closed by three sides. But you can't carry there. I mean, even though Mirais, it's Rishu Sayachid, like most of Shedim, not like the Rambam. Kamakam, Mim Hibachusa, Psucha, Miruch Rabias, Rishu Sarabim, it's opened on the fourth side, totally. To Rishu Sarabim, or the Carmelis, or the Rishu Sarasura law, Batiltil. It's Poritz Bimuluai, the Rishus HaAsurloi, that's the language of the Gemara. It's totally open on that side to an area which would be prohibited for it to carry in. The examples either being Rishus HaRabim, a Carmelist, or somebody else's property.
What?
Sukkah with three walls opens Rishus HaRabim might be different. It's a fair question. Did it Rishus HaRabim, but also Lahotzi Lahaklis Mimena Rishus HaYachid. This area is considered like Rishus HaRabim, and you can't transfer from there to Rishus HaRabim or vice versa. And you can't Lataltaba Arbamas. You can't carry Fort Amos in that area. Mim writes in Lahatab as a tilt of Shicha Chom Lasses, but Tikun Baruch Ravias. You need to address the fourth side and by making some type of a correction there, a closure there. That's the first part of the Masechta is what is valid. Okay. But so before we get to that, so Chazal discussed it in the context of two areas. A Mavi and a Chotzer. So Mavi. I would start with Chotzer. Let's go. I see why they did it like that. Okay. Standard version of how the cities looked like at the time of Chazal was you would have a few houses which share a courtyard. That was called a Chotzer. From the courtyard you go out into an alley. From the alley you go out into the main street. That alley is called a Mavi. There'd be a few courtyards opening up into one Mavi. So you'd have a few houses around the Chatzar, you have a few Chatzeris around the Mavi. So people would be flowing from their houses into the Chatzar, from the Chatzar into the Mavi, from the Mavi into the main street. Chazal gave certain halachic differences between a Chatzar and a Mavi in regards to enclosure purposes. The reason being, a Chatzar is used more for personal usages. People would do a lot of their personal needs in a Chatzar. You might be storing things in a Chatzar. You're not storing anything in the Mavi. You might be doing cooking in the Chatzar. There might be things you'd be doing in the Chatzar. So because it was a more private area, it was more nicker. People were using it. That created there was more people using it. So Chazal made certain criteria for a Chatzar different than they made for regards to what's considered a valid enclosure from Mavi. Mavi was basically a passageway from the Chatzar to the Rishus HaRabim. That's all it really functioned. There are two types of Mavi. A Mavi which could be a dead-end Mavi. If you picture, let's say, you have a Chatzar here with a few houses, a Chatzar with a few houses, a Chatzar here with a few houses, and then there was a Mavi which reached out to the Rishus HaRabim here, And there was an opening to this chatzer, opening to this chatzer, opening to the back chatzer. And that's it. So it's not going anywhere. It's called Mavi Sosum. Or you might have a wall at the end. You have a Mavi Mafulish, which would be that there's a main street here, a main street here. There's a Mavi in between, and there's chatzeres off of that Mavi. So that's called Mavi Mafulish, that it's open. So we could imagine a Mavi which is open on two ends main streets to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim might require more in regards to how you're going to enclose it halachically than one which is closed off at one end. All right, so that's what we differentiate between the two of them. In general, the halachas of how to enclose a mavi were more kuludik than that of a chatzur. So, get a din of a mavi, there were certain criteria, and everything which doesn't meet that criteria has a din of a chatzur. So, I can have a scenario where something which is functioning, quote unquote, as a mavi, but has a halachic status of a chatzur because it wasn't shaped right.
Okay.
If it making sense. In other words, we gave the kulas a mavi to what was a standard mavi. So if you want to build your mavi different than everybody else, that's fine. But you might end up with the chumash that you have to dress it like a chatzar.
Is there a maximum size for a mavi?
Let's see. Okay. Mavi. What is that? Mavi hani rishusam shetevus lekama the yardim shepsuchim eileha chatzeris lechatzeris yesh batzim. So to have a din of a mavi, there has to be chatzeris opening into it, and each chatzeris have to have batim. We hold that it has to have a minimum of two batim per chatzar. And there has to be a minimum of two chatzeris per mavi to get a din of a mavi. So if I decide, you know, I want to have my private mavi, right, which is just me and one neighbor, and we have this big chatzer, and then we have our own private alleyway, and there's no other chatzeris opening into this mavi, it's not a mavi. It's a chatzer, and you'd have to address it with the halachas of chatzer, not with the halachas of mavi.
No matter how small it is.
Or how large it is. Okay. It functions as a thoroughfare between a passageway between the Rishus Rabbim and the Chatzeris. There's two main types of mavuyas. There's a mavi sasim. Mavi sasim hino mavi asasim ishloshim ruchesel ubasuch betzidah revi. It's only open on one end, and three sides it's closed. Mavi mafulish mavi shabsuch b'shnei roshav Rishus Rabbim. Or the caramelists. If it's open on two ends, to either Rosh Hashanah or to a caramelist, or Rosh Hashanah on one side of caramelists on the other side, that's called a mavi mafulish. Tanai mavi. Mishil shad tikra Rosh Hashanah zu mavi, in order to get a lucky status of a mavi. Shichel miskai, but tanai mustafa. There are other requirements also. The length of it has to be greater than its width. The width being if you picture your scenario where you have a chatzer, a chatzer, and a chatzer, this is the width as it goes out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Well, if it's a very short mavi, it's a very wide mavi, so it's 12 amos wide, it's only 12 amos long, that's a chatzer, that's not a mavi. Has to be longer, the distance where it goes from out to the Shul Rabbim has to be longer than the width.
It has to be rectangular.
That's rectangular.
The direction of travel has to be the longer side.
Correct. She'er pesuchim al the pachas shtech etzeres chotzer shtei batim. It has to have batim and chotzeres. And the mavi has to be a length to the mavi. If you make a very short mavi, it might not be considered a mavi. Nechelku b'gemora im shiuroi b'arba tvachim or b'arba amos. Is the minimum shear for tvachim or for amos? We'll see more about how you have a mavi which is only for tvachim long. Well, theoretically, but if you close the wall and you have a passageway through the wall, maybe the passageway itself becomes a mavi.
Long as that passageway is longer than the width, it's got to be a skinny little thing.
Right. Yeah. Correct. Chatzer. Chatzer, hina rishus she'en ba esetanayim hikars mavi. Some chatzer comes to catch all anything which doesn't meet the criteria of a mavi is called a chatzer. It's square. Or you don't have other chatzeres opening to it, so it's the chatzer. Or houses, etc. The chatzer, suya, the tashmishim, and in general, they would do more private things in the chatzer. Usually they would enclose them all four sides. Venergilius Prusa wasn't usually common to be totally open. In regal, Rabbi Meshkichabo, because that was so, that you would have less traffic walking there. In general, a mavi was open at least on one side, as opposed to chutzah, which wasn't. Regal, Rabbi Meshimusha Mitzvim Boy. Yeah, people. There's more people traveling through there, and there's used more for those type of things for the flow of traffic. That's why Chazal made differences between the two of them. Correct. Right. Well, Rabin doesn't mean too much over here. So. If you look at the footnote 43, it gives you five halacha differences between how we deal with a mavi and a chatzer. Mitzino kama ichalukim ikrim bein chatzer the mavi. It's in the left column. B'mavi mor lechi kol shehu v'ila b'chatzer tzarech pas. For a mavi to be enclosed, you put a lechi, the thickness of the lechi means the four side is totally open, you have to put something on the four side. That item that you put there has to extend into the airspace to enclose the mavi, kol shehu, any amount. Mm-hmm. If you have a case of a chatzer, which is open on the four side, and you need to close it, you'd have to put a board there, which is an amma wide, I guess you'd call it. Encloses an amma of the fourth side to be able to be considered enclosed.
Does that board that you're sticking down have to be attached to whatever is there already, or can it be also not attached in a big gap? Just it's in there. It's laid in there, but it's not really attached to the corners.
We'll see. It can't be in the middle of nowhere. It has to be near the side. It doesn't have to be immediately adjacent. I'm sorry. It has to be fourth tefachim, not an amma. It's the fourth tefachim. We'll see. Beis. Remove in moral emen meruba mitzad atzmai. Menachem Gemara in moral mitam shigam bechotzer moral. Bechotzer, the case of emen, if you have emen meruba, will be sufficient to be considered a chotzer. And the more the more is a discussion. If you have a case of Omer Meruba, is enough to say that that's considered it's metakatir being called. You've enclosed your Mavi. Okay. Gimel chutzim of meleshes ain't dinner k'mavi foolish. In a case where you have a chutzim that has two openings, one, let's say to the Mavi, one opening you'd have a chutzim which could open directly to the Rabbim. That's theoretically possible. If you picture the example we gave before, here's a chatzer, here's the shazarabim, and here's the mavi. So you go out from the chatzer into the mavi. Well, the guy says, like, that's a waste of time. Let's make an opening straight from the chatzer to the shazarabim. It's right here. They can do that. And theoretically, if there's a shazarabim here, so, and it's a big chatzer, so you could have open to both sides. Now you have a chatzer, which is more foolish. So how do you deal with the loch of a chatzer more foolish? In regards to vis-a-vis Mavi Mefulish. So Mavi Mefulish has certain kulas, Chatz Mefulish doesn't have the same kulas. Dalet.
You already said that the Mavi could be a little short little thing. Could be very, very small. So
one opinion. The other opinion is four amos.
Even if it's four tefachim, four amos, finish your thought. Therefore what?
So this whole thing about not having to go in as opposed to going right adjacent.
No, but it's only considered a mavi if there's if the chatzah opens to it. So the chatzah, by definition, can't be a mavi. If I have a chatzah and there's 10 houses with sharing a courtyard, and I make it opening this end and that end in my wall, right? So that's not a then there's no mavi here. You need two chatzahs to open into a mavi. There's only one chatzar here. The chatzar is the chatzar. That's it. Yeah.
The one mavoi that you said that could be a dead end, though, so that doesn't have two openings. That's just.
I don't need two openings. I need two chatzers opening to it. I can have a dead end, but there's a chatzer here, and I can have five chatzers. Chatzer, 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 chatzer.
Okay, they contributed to it, sort of.
Right. I mean, I have a chatzer with, there's five houses and a chatzer, and it has an opening into this alley, and there's another one, and there's a dead end here. There's a wall here. But there's a lot of different houses open, because there's opening to it before you get to the dead end. In other words, you picture a modern cul-de-sac is not a mavi, it's a dead end, but it's not a mavi because it's just a lot of houses opening directly into it. That's not, there's no chatzer there. So that's a chatzer. We say the opening, the once it's more than 10 amas, it's considered a pirtza. Up to 10 amas is not considered a pirtza. I can have an opening in my chatzer out into the mavi, which is 8 amas wide. That's no problem. What is the size of a pirtza in a mavi? So one sheet that holds it 10 amas. Oh, she's sure about 4 tefachim. One sheet holds it 4 tefachim. It's already considered a pirtza in a mavi. Okay, but mavi hey lomoil lechi ha'imid me'elov. The lechi is only valid if you put it there specifically for the purpose of being a lechi. If you'd have a natural occurring lechi, it means you'd have, let's say, a tree there which is growing there in its own. So you have your mavi, and then you have this right by the edge over there. You have this nice tree, you know, nice tall palm tree, you know, no branches till you go all the way up. So it's right adjacent to the wall. That's lechi, but you didn't put it there for that purpose. It's just, so that's not a valid lechi.
So another version of that would be if you have a lechi, if you have a mavoi sattum, and you open up the far end to make it a mavoi mafulash, you're doing so leave a part of the wall to form a lechi. That part was not there, put there for the purpose of being a lechi. But
yes, that's correct. That is a good example. Works. Now we don't. I mean, a lechi alone it has to have a shear of a pas, but which is 4 tefachim. But even though it's there me'elov, his point is even though it's there me'elov, it's valid. What?
I'm a
6 tefachim. Usually, okay. Tikkun rishuyos. If you have an opening from one area to another area where it's prohibited, whereas I can't carry from a chatzah to a mavi, or I can't carry from a mavi to a karmelis, so if I can't carry and it's totally open, I have to address the problem. I have to enclose it. You have to address this opening. We have different types of approaches to consider what's considered halacha enclosures, and where do they apply as a discussion. And which places need one is not enough, you need more than one, etc. So the first one, he goes through the few different possibilities. First one is kara. So, which is our first Mishnah. So, the current Niten is al kosli mavi, the chol rechav pesach. The opening in one end it's open, and they just to enclose it, they run a beam from one end of the opening to the other end of the opening across the top. That's it. Nothing on the side, just across the top. What?
From side to side.
So the whole rechav of Pesach. Gebra kar also she meal esimama can't be higher than any 20 amas above the ground. It doesn't work if it's too low. You put it down below 10 tefachim and you figure you jump over it. That's not an option. It won't work. Rechav kar hu lepachas tefach, and it has to be the width of the kara has to be at least a tefach wide. You're picturing that?
Same maximums and minimums.
Correct. Correct. It's a tefach. Right, it's correct. Okay.
There's an implied question there about the vertical part of it.
Right, just you know, that's. I'm trying to remember what the loch is on the vertical, how high the vertical is. Okay. Lechi hino kana oimed shigoimed. It's supposed to being something which is laid horizontally. It stands vertically. Shigavah lepachas atzar tefach, and has to be at least 10 tefachim high. Rechu afilu kol shehu, can be even a kol shehu in its thickness. Lechi tzarich liyos some of the kosel. It has to be adjacent to the wall. Okay. Lechayayim is, you have two of them. Yeshem rishu yeshenim. Mutar b'lechi echad, ki mishnei l'chayim, you do one on each side. Lechi oimim elab, we just mentioned, the Gemara needed him tzarech l'yayit as a lechi l'shem heter, it must be designated for the purpose of using it for this as an enclosure. By shemoyel gam b'lechi sheloi humad l'hater, or it worked even if it wasn't put there for that purpose. Pass, yeshem kar mishen moyel lechi rochav kolshu. It's not enough. It was just this minimal amount in withness. It has to be at least four tefachim wide, which is called a pas. Okay, heker, mechitza, and pesach. The Gemara dono im al tikunim elu. Then the Gemara discusses, okay, these things we just mentioned, kara, lechi, lechayim, pas, etc. What's the logic why they work? Do they work because imisiyosim himishum hacker? Hanush yekiru however mishab mishena mavi achatzah rishus rabim. It reminds them this is not your rishus rabim because there's this lechi there that you notice as you walk out. Rishus yachid. So it works as a hacker. Ashasiyosim mishum mechitza. Or halachically, it gets the status of as if there's an enclosure there. Hanush atikun rishus ba yaday din hamachitza sheyesh bam, that they have a power to halachically a power to enclose. Shino gam misha'armer shakara mishum pesach. There's a third possibility is that it works. It's considered as if it becomes a doorway. Okay, near mifnim b'shavim v'chutz or lehepich. Okay, so if you picture your average scenario of how you're going to set up your lechi is going to be that you're not going to extend the lechi into rishus rabim, you're going to keep the lechi within the airspace of the mavui, and you're going to extend it away from the wall into the airspace. Let's say I decided, you know, I don't want to give up my airspace, and I got Rishus to stick it out into the Rishus Rabbah. But instead so if I'm coming to Rishus Rabbah, I see this bump sticking out into Rishus Rabbah. But the person put it perfectly parallel to the wall of the Mavi, so when I'm standing inside, it just looks like the wall extends further. I don't see it extending into the airspace of the Mavi at all.
So in effect, we've rotated the lechi 90 degrees.
Correct. So that's called near mifnim mishavim b'chutz or lehepach. You could have a case where it's near b'chutz mishavim mifnim. You can see it from the outside, you can't see it from the inside, or vice versa. So who's the hacker for? The Gemara says, "B'evin she'en alechi nikur ela loimdim mifnim." Scenarios where you could only see it from one direction, not from the other direction, is that called a valid lechi or not? Okay, now, what's the lechi status of under the kara, or between the area of the lechayim? Is that is the heter from the inner edge and towards the inside of the mavi, or is it from the outer edge? Gemara dano im heter lechi chaver lechi hu mechud machitzen. It's from the outer edge. It's in the area which they enclose. They actually enclose. It's permitted to carry there because their heter is from the outer edge towards the shulchan rabbim. Or alternatively, it's only from the inner edge, and you can't. So if I put a lechi, which we say that its thickness has to be a kol shub, but the if I take a board, I get a board. It's a 1x8, right? So it's and I put it up right against the wall. So here's the wall. I put it like this, right against the wall. Here's the Rishus Rab. So there's 7 inches. So is my heter here or here? Where you know, here's Rishus Rab. I want to carry on the 7 inches. Can I carry on the 7 inches or not? So that's the discussion over there. Tzurus HaPesach, Kavashis Bar Liel, Tzurus HaPesach, Dinah Kumachita, but Mila after Tikkun Rishus, it'll work to enclose your chutz or your mavi. Omer Merubo, Milvad Masha Huska Liel. Shadin Machita ain't Tzurus Shia Kola Ruach Gedura, you don't have to close the whole area. Dai Beroiv Omer, I Beroiv Shana Poritz. That to have a dinner mechitza, you don't have to have that whole side enclosed. You could have an opening. There's a Gemara, but Shana in mechitza zu yeshba kasakan as rishus kedin karalechi. So does it get the halachic? How does it work? In other words, does it work along the lines of? Would I need dinim of karmelechi in that side or not? Or that? So let's say halechi omimei love doesn't work. So I have a situation where I have that side is enclosed. It's omim meruba, but there's an opening. Do I need a pralechi in that opening or not? Okay, the losses. Yes. I just went through that. Yes, and Mashiach Kigar Mashiach Rabbin, Shekadeh Lahapach, Hassam Mashiach Yachid, Lemu'il, Tzur to Pesach. We're dealing with taking a bona fide Mashiach Rabbin, and you want to make it to Mashiach Yachid to allow you to carry there, so Tzur to Pesach would not be sufficient. Why? Mashum Shasa Rabbin, Mavat Lamachitsta. The Mor says, since the flow of the Rabbin will continue to go through that area, you make a tzurus pesach across the road, well, it doesn't stop any traffic from going across the road. So there's a concept of osi rabim, the flow of the rabim comes and it destroys. So there's a halachic wall there, yeah, but it just smashed through your halachic wall. The fact that the traffic keeps going through denies the status of a mechitza to the tzurus pesach. So the only solution is to put an actual gate there. For tzurus pesach, rishus del, you put a door there, an actual door. The more Rishonim daughter imeim ubeiza oifin tzar she yedelis a real hinoil tzar she tiniol b'paseach. Is it enough that it could be closed? Does it actually have to actually close? So you have the you picture your old walled city. There's this gigantic shar which you went into the city, but it had doors. So that's not going to. Well, there's just a rabbin flowing through there. Yeah, but there's doors there. That was the case where it actually would close. Do you need it actually close, or is it enough the fact that it could close? Do you need two doors? Is one door enough? Do I need something across the top? So you have like these rolling, like they have the small shomrei. They have that side fence which can roll on across. There's no tzuras pesach. It doesn't have a lintel on top. Ten tefachim high. It acts as a dalis. You could just roll it across. We never do it. But the fact that it's there might be enough. Well, maybe. But there's no tzuras pesach. Do you need tzuras pesach or not?